Do not commit any unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at the cause of the phenomena, like star, like this, vision of a defective eye, the vision of the defective eye, the distorted view, like the here, Mar's butter, means the butter in a light limb. So, Mar-me, but limb. So, like illusion, like this, water dew, like water bubble, like dream, like lightning, like clouds. So here, one's own, say, body possessions, the surrounding people, family, or family, whoever, the surrounding people, so forth, the rest, cause the phenomena, look at them, like star. Daytime, when the sun rises, you don't see star. So all these phenomena, the mirror, the mere gathering, the mere gathering, the base to be labeled, this and that. So the mere gathered, see, on the mere gathered, the base to be labeled, merely gathered, and merely labeled, merely appeared. On that, just as a merely gathered, then merely imputed, merely appeared. So in Tibetan, it says, Chokzam, the base was labeled, that's Chokzam, Dakzam, Nangzam. So that's how it is the whole entire phenomena, including the hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, everything that may gathered, basically to level that's gathered, the merely appeared, merely appeared, as a mere appearance, you see. The children play, these pieces. So you put together, and then depending which shape you make it. So you put like this and you put like that. So mere gathered, the base of label is that mere gathered, then mere imputation, and the mere appearance. Then after the mere imputation, the mere appearance, the appearance A. So that you take it in, then you take that in part and pieces, and then you put you make a circle. See, take that in part, and then you make like these circles. You know, they make that base to be labeled dakshi. So the dak is a label. She is base. Daks to be labeled. The base to be labeled. Chotam is mere gathered, the mere gathering, see, merely gathered, and then mere imputation, Taktam, merely imputed, Takt past, merely imputed. After that, mere appearance, all, see. Why you have appearance all, it's because why there's appearance all? It's because the mind, or what is imputed, the label of what is put or what is imputed, you see, it's all. So that's what is the that what is, you know, imputed so vast, because of that design. Circle, you see, design. So, so there's a, out of that, there's appearance or sort of that. So, so all that, so then you practically take it apart, and then you put, then you make pieces line like this, you know. You change the shape, you see, that then. Then the, I say, merely, say, merely gathered the based variable, then merely, then merely imputed, then the appearance, that, you see. So all this, so you can do, you can, you know, take it apart and make another one, you see. You see different, say, imputation and different appearance, you know, according to what your mind labeled. So then you have a, you have view of that according to what your mind labeled. You see, what is imputed, then you have view of that appearance, you see. So the so before your mind imputed or that, any of those, so forth, any of those, there is no there's no appearance. That is, there's no appearance. Even though there are these, even though there are these designs there, you know, circle like this, and line like this. Even though these designs are there, but you don't have appearance that this is A and that this is Z, that this is zero, zero, or that this is O, that this is Z, you see. You don't have view that, you see, before your mind imputed. Even though the design is there, but you don't have the appearance, you see, that this is A, that this is, or that this is that. So like this, all the rest of the phenomena, the hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, happens from the whole. Every single phenomena is like that. There's a merely gathered the based labeled, then due to that, then merely imputation, then one after that, then you have to appear that appearance. So there's the, there's all this evolution, there's gradual evolution, that the three things doesn't happen at the same, it's very subtle, so you don't, it's very subtle, so we don't, we're not aware that is graduate, you're not aware, so it's very, very subtle, in a very short time, you see, so we're not aware of the evolution, so to our hallucinant mind, it appears, according to our hallucinant mind, say, how it appears to the, see, that is a, the minute when you see that, that phenomena, the, say, for example, going back to the syllables, so from the very beginning, you know, see, A, you know, seeing A, seeing all, seeing that, so forth, so, so, all the, you know, rest of the phenomena, that, and even that, not merely labeled by mind, and existing from its own side, so total opposite. No awareness, totally. So first seeing the base, then once your mind, depending on what kind of base you see, then your mind, you see, discriminate, you know, label, put the, make up the label. Then third is the appearance to you. So here, basically, in our daily life, the eye that we day and night constantly with the eye that appears to you. What is merely labeled eye? Whether the eye is appearing merely labeled, or whether the eye is appearing not merely labeled, but mind, you see. Real one, the sense existing from its own side. Whichever way the eye appears, merely labeled or not merely labeled, it's all come from the mind. Come from the mind. You can see. And the aggregates, the difference is that other one, the merely labeled one, it exists. Not merely labeled one, the eye which appear merely labeled, that which exists. The not appearing, not merely labeled mind, that's real eye, and that is non-existent. Appeared, not merely labeled, that's the hallucination. So that real I is the non-existent one. So the difference is that. But both came from the mind, you see. So same, the aggregates, the general aggregates, and the body, mind, whatever the general aggregates, you see, assistant body, mind, the general aggregates, the base to be labeled I. So that, what is merely labeled one which exists, and that which is not merely labeled, you know, see the real one. So both, the which is non-existent, both can form the mind. You know, what one see appears, what one see can form the mind. From there, down to the atoms, you see, of the body, and down to the particles of the atoms, and the particles of those atoms, something like that. So, all that was merely labeled, and that which appear, that which appeared not merely labeled by mind, or you see, and that was real atom. You see, that particular atom, however, the same. So, all come from, say, all those which are non-existent, total non-existent. All that part which are total non-existent, and the real atom, real particular atoms, say, really in the sense existing from its own side. So, all the those appearance of hallucination, so this came from the mind. So completely, and include the consciousness team. You know, going back, this consciousness from life to life, consciousness from beginning of the relationship, but after enlightenment, your consciousness, you know, from beginning of the relationship, but after enlightenment, after omniscient mind. Those life, all the different life consciousness, then this life consciousness. Then I say, how many years this life has? All those part of consciousness, and then the 12 months and all those kinds. Those a month, you know, 1 year, that 12 months. All the kinds, then that many weeks. So that many days of consciousness, that many hours of consciousness, that many minutes of consciousness, there are many seconds of consciousness, then there is a split second of consciousness. So I so that all these may live in the mind, you know, that on the body and mind, the phenomena, that which is formless, colorless, so colorless, shapeless, but which nature. But which nature perceiving object, which has nature clarity. So that's the base to be labeled mind. So those seconds of consciousness and split second of consciousness are there, merely labeled by the mind, you see, merely labeled by thought. So came from that also, you know. the government. And there would appear a real mind, in a sense, existing, not merely of a mind, a hallucination, and that which that real mind is not merely labeled, and so that came upon mind, you see, that projected by the mind, it came from mind. So same form, ugly form, beautiful form, indifferent form, see. Whatever form that we see, different color that we see. So, it has a form, any shape, any color that we see. So exactly the example before the jigsaw puzzle, the puzzling jigsaw. Jigsaw puzzle, puzzling jigsaw. Anyway, so how that the example as I mentioned, came from mind of the so all these came from mind. See, if a child who is not taught the colors of the light, this is white and this is white, you see, in the road. In the road, you see, in the car road, green light, red light, what was the other one? Yellow light. So anyway, the short one. What? Orange. Oh, okay. Isn't it? Orange. So whatever you say. So anyway, you see, a child, let's think a child, who is not taught, name the colors, you know, child sees that light, you see. The child hasn't labeled it, the green light, red light, you know, these things. The child hasn't labeled, but the child is not yet educated. Their names of those colors, the child is not educated, you see, not taught yet. So, so I don't know what the child sees. What does the child see? She sees all, everything the same. Yeah. All the different kind of lights. Child see the same. Do you remember when you were a child? How you see? when you're not taught, you know, those labels. Huh?
There were no lights.
So nothing exists for the child. Nothing exists for the child. For the child who is not taught in the label. You know. But nothing exists for the child. Or the milk. Does milk exist the child drink? Milk exists, but chocolate doesn't exist. So they say, there's no, for that child, there's no appearance of that this is red color, this is a red light, this is a green light. Doesn't have that. The child doesn't have that appearance that this is a green light, red light, you see. For example, simply a child comes, you know, in the temple and, you know, look at the statues, paintings of Buddhas. So a child who is not taught the names of Buddhas, names of different Buddhas, you see. And well, this is similar. Doesn't have appearance, you know, doesn't have appearance, you see, that this is a Lamaisha statue. Doesn't see that this is a Lamaisha statue, you know. Or doesn't say Buddha's mind hasn't labeled, you see, that this is a Lamaisha statue. Hasn't labeled yet. So there's no appearance that this Lamaisha statue and doesn't see that this is Lamaisha statue. Just a statue. Object, you see, something, but doesn't see particular Lama, you see, so you see, when the child is introduced, see, the names of the colors, that is green light, that is red light, you see, so forth anyway, then the child, you see, learned the label. He learned the label from somebody. This means red. This means green. This means this, you see. So, doesn't mean that child does not see red light, green light, but the child does not see that this is green light. Child doesn't see that this is red light. Doesn't have the appearance that this is red light and that this doesn't have the appearance that this is a green light. So only after that child taught the label, then the child might was taught. So then put that label on that object, you see, that color, and believe in that. So I think they have to believe it. That's what I think. Then, I don't think, if you don't believe in that, what you might label, I don't think there's appearance. After that, you know, appearing red light, green light, I don't think. If you don't believe, you know, the label that your mind put, but you didn't believe, you see, don't think. But if you can see some examples, you can explain. Yeah, you can explain me. But I don't think to appear, then there has to be. I think not only your mind put label, but you need to then believe in that. So then, only after this, then there's appearance of, you see, red light and green light. That this is green light, that this is red light. You see. Then, only after this, then the child see that this is a red light. Then the child see that this is red light and that this is green light. Yeah. After the appearance that this is green light, this is red light, then the child see that this is green light, red light, after the appearance. So that means you see what the child see first. Before the child, was educated, before the child put the label, what the child see is the base. That's the base. To be labeled green, to be labeled, you know, red, and so forth, you see. So what we saw ourselves when we're a child, what we saw first, you see, before we educated the labels. So that's the base. Then after somebody, you know, introduce you the labels, then your mind follow to that and believe that, and put the labels, your mind made up the labels and believe that. Only after that is a result, then there's appearance, isn't that? Then you see. So here now, same. You see, the child, you see, first you see something, there, and then you are taught the label. You know, this and that. The light is an example, but all the rest of phenomena. Same when we learn Dharma, when we learn philosophical teachings, when we're learning about sufferings, when we're learning about the path, when we're learning about the qualities of Buddhas, same. That same as child, somebody giving the introduction, you know, somebody teaching the educating you all the labels, see. So same in the school, college, university, the whole thing is learning, you know, whole thing, we can say the whole thing is the learning, whole thing is learning labels. So same thing when we learn Dharma, that which we don't know is path, label. So here, now, for the child, is the first see base, then this label, okay? Then this appearance, then you see. So now, exactly the same. So, for us, you see. So, with the child, you see. So without the base, you see. So there's nothing to put the to see to there's nothing to put the label. It doesn't exist. If you put the label, it doesn't exist. Before the base, if you create the label, it doesn't exist. Whether it's red light or green light or whatever, any phenomenon doesn't exist. So up to, so even there, the base is there, but your mind hasn't met up the label, see, or the see, label is not given. Base is there, but that label is not given yet. And then that is it green or red, whatever, so forth. All the rest of the names, whatever. Do not exist. So similar what I normally mention, this, when the parents get a child, the association of body mind aggregates there. But when the parents hasn't decided the name, the mind hasn't decided the name. Name, you know, when the name is not imputed, for example, say Jim or something, see, so there's aggregates there, but the Jim doesn't exist that time. even they decide name. But the child is not even conceived yet. They already decided name, what to give. If they get a child. So, in case if they get a child. So, there's a story of the Dawa Thakpa. You know the one? Dawa Thakpa. So, I think it's one Tibetan person. So he thinks it's very poor, and so one day he got big quantity of grain, one big sack, huge sack of grain, you know, he was able to cheap. So now they able to get big sack of grain. So become eating. So he's very happy. See, he's very, very happy. So this big sack of grain. So he's going to become wealthy, you know. So happy. So he hanged this big sack. He hanged this big sack of pen in his room. A hang, you see, the ropes to the ceiling. So ceiling or the beams, whatever. Then moon came. It's a moon arising that time. So moonlight came to the window. Moonlight came to the window. See, so he was. So he was thinking, he said, oh, I have now have this big sack of grain, see. And he was very happy. Then he thinks to get married. Then if I get married, I'll get a child. What name to give him? So he was thinking, trying to think very hard what name to give. So then suddenly he saw this moon rising, you know, so the moon beam, boom, the beam of moon coming to the window. Oh, now, see, called Dawa Takpa. Moon Takpa is a feminist. Moon feminist. So he's suddenly saw the beams of the moon to the, you know, light of the moon to the come to the window in the room. So then he called, remember, oh, Dawa Takpa called this. He was so excited. He found this name so excited. Then he got a stick. He got a stick and then he stood up and danced, you know. He was so happy. And the stick hit the rope, you see. Stick hit the rope and then the big sack fell on him and died. So anyway, this is the side talk anyway. So, the one thing here in the Lama teachings there. Another thing, I don't know. Oh, probably must be some I think subject in the greater part of the maybe greater part of the middle people being coming or greater part of the lower people coming to the probably maybe related to meaningless activity or something like that. So even the parents, they, you know, decide the name, see, or the mind label name, but the child not even conceived yet. So even, say, so that time the child, say, that gym, it doesn't exist. Even the label is put, but there's no base, I guess, you see. Gym doesn't exist at that time. So both times, see the other way. The gym doesn't exist. There's the base, and there's no, there's no label. The mind hasn't labeled gym. Gym doesn't exist, and then mind has labeled gym, but there's no base. So for that time, gym doesn't exist. So gym came in existence only. So there's the base and mind. The minute, the second time the mind is merely embedded, gym. Then gym came in existence. So here you can see gym exist, but it's empty. So here you can see. So you can hear with a simple meditation analysis. You can see nature of the gym is what it is. What it is a merely bit of our mind. Merely imputed one. So it is totally, so that's completely empty of existing permanent society, you see. That. So the Pasangika's right view, the middle view, you see, here. So when you see the appearance dependent arising and the emptiness, it's unified. It's one, you see, unified. One phenomena. The emptiness and the appearance dependent arising. So here, gym, the appearance the dependent arising, the gym, and emptiness. Unified the gym, existing, merely emptied one, and it's empty. So when you realize that, then that you see the three principles of teachings of the Buddha's path, so that and then the, your right view is completely see. So here what I was going to say is this, exactly the same for us who knows red light, green light, all this, you see, the labels, who has already learned. So exactly the same like that, but we're not aware. And the graduate is exactly the same, like the child is there. So first you see the base, then put the label, you see, then appeared, then see. As it happened to child, the child. So same when you see while driving car. So it's a red light. So before your mind labeled red light. Labeled red light. Oh, the red light should not drive. Should stop. So you are seeing red light come from your mind. Yeah, the red light that you see is come from your mind. That is very important. That's a very important understanding, very important education that's come from one's mind. So what makes your mind to choose the particular label red light? What causes your mind to choose particular label the red light? What causes? If you're putting red light, if you're labeling red light on the red light, then they become endless. Then you have to label red light on that red light. Then you see, on that red light, then you have to label a red light. You know? So there's endless. So in the Mother Maga subject, you see, if the aggregates is the eye, if the aggregate itself, based to be labeled I, if that itself is the I, then you label I on the I. If that gives itself the I, when one is with the I, so then you see, then what's the point? What's the point to label I on the I? Then it becomes endless. That's the debate. What mistake will rise if I guess is sub the I? That makes sense. If it's always the I, then why you label I on the I? You see, then it becomes endless. Then you have to label I again. So that's what it said there. So it's the same thing. Normally, one label on something which is not a base which is not that label that you put, you see. That's why the parents giving, that's why parents are taking time, what best name to give. Because even the child is conceived, you know, the aggregate is there. If there's already gym, from the time of conception, it's already gym. You know, from the time of birth in the womb to conception, then you're the gym. Then why? Oh, why do you need to say? Oh, say. Then why child or parents? Why it takes so much difficulty? Looking for best name of the, then there's no purpose to, going through the books, going through the list of names, you know. Books and what them to be given, you see. So anyway, so there's no meaning. All the gym. So there's no sense, you know. Then you don't need to say gym of the gym. Similar, similar, said the similar if the American president, if the aggregates, you know, the association of the body and mind is the aggregates, the collection of the five, if that is, if that's the American president, you see, you know, that aggregates, you see, you know, sub-president, then you see, then you see, then you see when that aggregates, association of body and mind, when that happened in the mother's womb, then, even that time, then the American, the American president. the aggregates is the base to be labeled president, you see. But the Bush, you see, the aggregates, you see. If that is American president, the sub, the aggregates, then, you see, you know, when the aggregates, is, you know, in the mother's womb, when that happened, position of the bottom line, then that time, you see, will be already, see, American president, you see. American president. So the American president is in the womb, the mother's womb. So they, for 9 months, goodbye. So anyway, then people have to wait. The White House has to wait. Anyway, so similar, the American president, not exist merely impeded by mind. It exists, you know, not exist merely impeded by mind, existing from society, not merely impeded by mind. So, it appears to us, to our hallucinant mind, you see, appear like that, you see. As the American president, you see, not merely labeled by mind, existing from inside, it appears, and then for us, some of the people there, and believe, that, you know, believe it's true, you see, believe it's true. So according to that, if that is true in reality, then same, you see. Because it exists from its own side, so then that means when the Bush consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, when the aggregates happened there, you see. So when the aggregates actualized mother's womb, then you see, American president, you see, same, it is same. What aggregates is. President or the president is exists from society, then the same, not merely by mind, then same will be that from birth will be president, you see, like that. So that doesn't need election, doesn't need vote, you see, doesn't need to spend all these so many millions of dollars, you know, so that doesn't need to look for a sponsor, you see, so many millions of dollars, you know, people to vote, you see. If the view is correct, you know, what we believe, what appears to us in the way we believe, if that's correct one, then, you see, they need all the voting, spend many millions of dollars to get elected, you see. So it's already from birth time, you see, president, you see, that. So it's all this mystery arises. So anyway, going back, so they say, what makes us, what causes us to choose this particular label, red? Not red. Sorry, let us say red. You see, red color. So what causes? So that is a very important question. Very important question. What causes to label red and green? Now this is red color. Then what causes? That's very important. So what causes us to label red? That they say, oh, this is red. Now I can go. You know, red. maybe that becomes sometimes. So red. Stop. Okay. So what causes? What causes our mind to label? What is it that, what causes us to choose this particular label, red, green? What about the object? One group agree that label, or another group that do not agree that label. What about that? Yeah. So then one group agrees, one group don't agree. You know, the label. See, they use a different label. So about that. So then, what you would decide? So one group do not label the one, something else. Another group label the one. So what you would do? What would you do? You make your own. So you believe which one? You believe none, or do you believe you follow one of the groups?
I think there could be many labels for the same base.
So I'm not talking about the base. That's not the question. Of the question is not the base. The label.
I agree with the one that I was raised with.
Somebody teaches better. You mean better color?
At first I was a child and it said, green light go, red light stop, you know, it's a little book and that's what I learned. But then later on the scientist said it's a vibration that your eye perceives as a specific frequency and that's red. And so
frequency. Or what? Frequency of what?
Vibration.
So but all color has a frequency of vibration. So what makes you decide the color? What makes you decide? So that doesn't become the reason to label why red and green. Some green, some red. Yeah, that's right.
It was in the book, Go Stop, Go Dog, Go. Why do you say, why do you need anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. not quite. So here I'm saying, what is it in the specific that you makes your mind to label that red color and that's green color? What is it?
Sign of red is a universal sign for stop. So that's why when you go to any country, the label for stop is red, whether it's a light or whether it's a post. So it's you know, it's hard to explain, but it's because how can we all in this time right now, how can we all know, well, I can say we all, but most of us know that if we go somewhere and we're traveling in a different country and we see, we're on the road and we see a sign that says red, we know that that means either stop or, you know, however, whether it says it in
English, language. You're talking about what means red, what means the red light and green light. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about red light and green light in the road, you see. You're talking about what it means, what it's telling you. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what it makes. Yes, the light means that. But then, here the discussion is, as I gave example, the child, So that from there, that means red light has to come from, as I see, you have to label, you see. What you see, you have to label. So therefore, I'm saying, I'm using the child as an example. See how things come from the mind. See, then your child mind label this and that. Then you see this appearance to that child mind, this and that. Then the child mind see this and that. See, so that so has is sent to us. Is that sent to us every day of our life? I mean, all the rest of phenomena. See, in our life, with all the rest of phenomena. Exactly same like that. So anyway, so the here the question is what makes us start to label this is red light, this is green light. What's that? What makes us to put to our mind to choose this particular label?
Previous thought and action. Previous
result. Something separated in our experience.
It's what we're taught to.
Yeah, but we're taught because we're taught to separate at some stage. We're taught to separate that one thing is red and the other thing is green. And before that, nothing separated it for us, just previous experience.
We learn that label from our parents, from our society. It's what we're taught. It's what we learn.
See, that's not the answer. The answer is what makes your mind choose this particular level. Level you have learned, What causes? What is the reason? Some others taught. That part of the thing, but not the actual one. Other induces part of it, but not the main one.
When he labels a red light red, he's able to talk to people, and people can understand him and he can communicate.
Sorry, can you repeat again?
When I was a child and I learned that if I say red, then another person knows I mean something. When I use the label red, another person will know that I'm talking about something that is actually red. So by using a label, I'm able to communicate with people. I can't communicate with people using a basis.
Well, if they're colorblind, that wouldn't work.
Because I don't think you separate between the two until something forces you to separate between the two. It wouldn't occur to you to separate between green and red until some experience will point out that you can separate between the two, and then you start thinking of labels, and then you start applying labels in this moment on the basis of that past experience that separated the two colors for you.
Now, I think that would be because you communicated with somebody.
No, it doesn't occur to you to communicate. You first need to know that they're different things, and something will point that out to you, right?
Well, I don't know.
First, like if you see a crowd of different people, it won't occur to you to separate between their faces until, you know, some experience will tell you these are separate, different people, and then you will start thinking, oh, this is John and this is Kate, you know, like, so on the basis of a past experience of separation, you will start labeling in this moment on the basis of a previous experience of separation.
So you could ask, why do you not distinguish between blue-green and yellow-green, but you do distinguish between green and red?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas S...
Only just doesn't go with opportunity to the water.
I think we're attached.
Yeah. Attachment is related to or
no, we're
connected.
Attachment. We're attachment to what happens when we say red.
No, not necessarily. do you have attachment to enemy? Because you say, this is my enemy, yeah? Do you have attachment?
We have an attachment to label things, though, that we don't know. So that's how we started to label.
Attachment of wanting to avoid the enemy. You say, that's my enemy.
What's that? That's right. So you're talking about, you cannot discuss with other people, just talking about the base without talking the label, right? Yeah, if someone with the base, then that's not clear to other people, right? Remember you mentioned? Your name. You mentioned but you have to talk the label, because if you talk on the base, so people cannot, you can't communicate with other people. Remember? So the base is also name. The base. When you think of base, that's also a label. You know, that's also a name. When you think of the base, it is a name that is given by your mind, you see. So however, what I'm telling is this. So I gave the idea of the child, you know, how as well as ourselves, you see, these stages, you see. So how the, you see, evolution detects, you see, there. So that's what they. So before you come to know the label, what you see things, but that's all, you see, that's the base. Then after you are introduced to the label, then your mind imputed, and then you, then there's appearance of that label, then you see that, you see, that's the whole, this, you see. So that I'm using that as just to, easy to understand, you see, an example. So now, that is exactly the same in our daily life. Every moment,